पश्चादहम् यद् एतच्च यो अवशिष्येत् सोऽस्म्यहम् अहम् एवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद् यत् सत् असत् परम् पश्चादहम् यदेतच्च यो अवशिष्येत् सोऽस्म्यहम् अहम् एवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद् यत् सद् असत् परम् पश्चादहम् यदेतच्च यो अवशिष्येत् सोऽस्म्यहम् एवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद्यत्सत्परम् पश्चादहम् यदेतच्च यो अवशिष्येत् सोऽस्म्यहम् अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद्यत्सत्परम् पश्चादहम् यदेतच्च माताजी अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद् यत् सत् असत् परम् पश्चादहम् यदेतच्च यस्मिन् वर्ड् टु वर्ड् ट्रान्स्लेशन् अहम् आय् द पर्सनालिटी आफ् गाड् हेड् एव सर्टन्लि आसम् एक्सिस्टेड् एव ओन्लि अग्रे बिफोर् द क्रियेशन् न नेवर् अन्यत् एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स् यत् आल् दोस् सत् द इफेक्ट् असत् द कास् परम् द सुप्रीम् पश्चाद् एट् द एण्ड् अहम् आय् द पर्सनालिटी आफ् गाड् हेड् यत् आल् दीस् एतत् क्रियेशन् च आल्सो यः एव्रिथिङ्ग् अवशिष्येत रिमेन्स् सः That asmi, I am, aham, I, the personality of Godhead. Translation, Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself, nor was there a material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. Purport, the last portion. In the Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad 141, there is the hymn, Atme Vedam Agra Asita Purusha Vidha. This mantra indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna even before the appearance of the Purusha incarnation. In the Bhagavad Gita 15.18, it is said that Lord Krishna is Purushottam because he is a supreme Purusha, transcendental even to the Purusha Akshara and the Purusha Akshara. The Akshara Purush or Mahavishnu throws his glance over Prakriti or material nature, but the Purushottam existed even before that. The Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad therefore confirms the statement of the Bhagavad Gita that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Person, Purushottam. In some of the Vedas it is also said that in the beginning only the impersonal Brahman existed. However, according to this verse, the impersonal Brahman, which is glowing effulgence of the body of the Supreme Lord, may be called the immediate cause, but the cause of all causes or the remote cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord's impersonal feature is existent in the material world because by material senses or material eyes, the Lord cannot be seen or perceived. One has to be spiritualized. One has to spiritualize the senses before one can expect to see or perceive the Supreme Lord. But He is always engaged in His personal capacity and He is eternally visible to the inhabitants of Vaikuntha Loka, eye to eye. Therefore, He is materially impersonal, just as the executive head of the state may be impersonal in the government offices. Although He is not impersonal in the government house. Similarly, the Lord is not impersonal in His abode, which is always nirasta kuhakam, as stated in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam. Therefore, both the impersonal and personal features of the Lord are acceptable, as mentioned in the revealed scriptures. This personality of Godhead is very emphatically explained in the Bhagavad Gita in connection with the verse Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. Bhagavad Gita 14.27. Therefore, in all ways, the confidential part of spiritual knowledge is the realization of the personality of Godhead and not His impersonal Brahman feature. One should therefore have His ultimate aim of realization not in the impersonal feature, but in the personal feature of the Absolute Truth. The example of the sky within the pot and the sky outside the pot may be helpful to the student for his realization of the all-pervading quality of the cosmic consciousness of the Absolute Truth. But that does not mean that the individual part and parcel of the Lord becomes the Supreme by a false claim. It means only that the conditioned soul is a victim of the illusory energy in her last snare. To claim to be one with the cosmic consciousness of the Lord is the last trap set by the illusory energy or the Daivi Maya. Even in the impersonal existence of the Lord, as it is in the material creation, one should aspire for personal realization of the Lord. And that is the meaning of Paschadaham yad etatcha yo avashishyet so asmeham. Brahmaji also accepted the same truth when he was instructing Narada. He said, Soham te abhihitastata Bhagavan Vishva Bhavanaha. Bhagavatam 2750. There is no other cause of all causes than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. Therefore, this verse Aham Eva never indicates anything other than the Supreme Lord. And one should therefore follow the path of Brahma Sampradaya or the path of from Brahmaji to Narada to Vasudev, etc. And make it a point in life to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari or Lord Krishna. This very confidential instruction to the pure devotees of the Lord was also given to Arjuna and to Brahma in the beginning of the creation. The demigods like Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, Indra, Chandra and Varuna are undoubtedly different forms of the Lord for execution of different functions. The different elemental ingredients of material creation as well as the multifarious energies also may be the same personality of Godhead. But the root of all of them is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. One should be attached to the root of everything rather than bewildered by the branches and leaves. That is the instruction given in this verse. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sma Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक फॉर द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड फॉर माय प्यूरिफिकेशन एंड फॉर योर प्लेजर सो इन दिस चैप्टर दीज फोर वर्सेस वी नो फ्रॉम टू थ्री डेज वी आर हियरिंग दिस दिस चतुश्लोकी इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट These verses are actually giving us the three principal tattvas, that is, sambandha, abhideya and prayojan. So 33, 34 gives us the sambandha, what is our relation with the Supreme Lord. And 35 actually gives us the prayojan, what is the goal. And 36 gives us what is the process, abhideya. So today's verse is the jnana, aham evasam evagre, nanyad yat sat asat param. This actually Krishna is saying that I am, in the beginning I was there, now I am there, and after annihilation of entire material universe, I will only remain. So this verse is actually challenge to atheist and impersonalist, because you see, atheists, what they say? There is no God. God doesn't exist. And God says that only I exist. Nobody exists. And impersonalist says that we are God. In the sense they say, we are now in Maya, in the sense we have a body, but when we leave the body, we become God. But Krishna says that no. Yo avashishyet so asmiham. After destruction I only remain. So that is a big challenge for these two sects, understanding, conceptions. Once a man, following the Vedic tradition, he used to call every day at 12 o'clock that, okay, if anybody is hungry, please come to my home, lunch is ready. So this is his everyday schedule. So he asked one day, same thing. So one person was going, he said, okay, lunch is ready. He came. And this person served him very lovingly. And then, in front of him, he was praying that, oh my dear Lord, you gave me such a nice opportunity to feed one of your devotee. And suddenly this man shouted, what God? What are you saying? Where the God has come? You asked me to come, and I am eating. Where is the God? Don't speak nonsense. Don't disturb me. So the person became very angry that such kind of atheists also exist. So after this person left, the man actually prayed to the Lord. Oh my dear Lord, I am really sorry. Today, unfortunately, I have fed an atheist. So I will be very careful. So Krishna said, that's it. You fed once an atheist and you gave it up. From the time immemorial, I am feeding millions and billions of atheists. Right now also I am feeding, and in future I will also serve. Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam, Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadhati Kaman. So atheists do not know that everything is provided by Krishna, one person. So all of us living entities are eternal, Nitya. And we have a consciousness, Chetana. But there is one person, Eko, who actually maintains entire, all the population. Bahunam, Yo Vidadhati Kaman. Not only maintains, feeds, he fulfills all of our desires. Whatever we desire, he fulfills. He gives us a chance because he has given us a free will. But atheists do not follow that and they actually deny the existence. Wherever Krishna is there, they deny. That Prabhupada once was invited in, say, Punjab somewhere, so for a Gita Sammelan. So he went on the dais, he saw that everything is there, but there is no Krishna. The discussion is happening on Gita, who is spoken by Krishna, but there is no Krishna. Because the sort of impersonalist and atheist are actually the same thing. Only the one person says that God doesn't exist. And second person that he doesn't exist because I am the God. So Krishna says, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrata mudhoyam nabhijanati mabhebhya param avyayam. So Duryodhan, Shishupal, these are the people who actually had witnessed Krishna in front of them. They were reciprocating with them. They were talking to him, but could not understand because Krishna was covered by yoga maya. Because mudhoyam nabhiyana, those who are not qualified cannot understand Krishna. And they particularly, because of their the free will, they go down, they glide down to the lower species. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that there are basically two types of people only. Doimo purusho loke kshara akshara evacha. Kshara means those who are fallible and akshara is those who are infallible. Kshara sarvane bhutani kutastu akshara uchyate. So all the fallen souls, those who are in the material world are the fallible because we are susceptible to fall to the Maya's allurement. That's why we are fallible. But infallible Akshara, they are in the spiritual world. But then Uttama Purushastu Anya Paramatmeti Udharita. Krishna says, beyond these two, there is one who is Paramatma. Yoloka Trayam Avishya Bibharti Avyaya Ishvaraha. He has entered into this three worlds and he is maintaining everybody. Bibharti Avyaya Ishvaraha. And this, yasmat kshanam atitoham, he is beyond fallible and infallible. That's why, atosmi lokecha prathita purushottama. Because I am beyond this fallible and infallible, that's why in this three world and in Vedas, I am called purushottama. That is what this particular verse says. That we should not focus on the impersonal aspect of the absolute truth, but we should focus on the personality who is the cause of all causes. Brahmanyo pratishtaha means Brahman actually comes from Krishna. It is the Brahma Jyoti. It is the effulgence of his body. So there are kshara, akshara, but there are also various types of kshara, that is fallible people. We just discussed one type, that is atheist. Seconds are asuras. Once a dog actually, while roaming, he saw a bone. He became very happy. He took it and saw that, okay, there should not be any enemy. So let me go to the secluded place and enjoy this bone. So he started going. So while crossing the river, from the bridge he saw, there was a gap. And he saw in the river there is another dog who is having bigger bone. He thought, I have a bone, let me get this bigger bone also. So I'll enjoy more. And as soon as he opened his mouth, he lost his own bone also. So the asuras who actually do a lot of tapasharya, like Hiranyakashipu did na bhuto na bhavishyati austerities and actually captured the three world. So he could enjoy it. He could have enjoyed it, you know, long time. But he was not satisfied. Like this dog, you know, one bone is there. He wanted more. So one person was not taking his subjugation. Prahlad says, I want him also to be my servant. In the sense, follow me. And in the process, what happened? He could not even live a long life also. So he did more tapasharya, and the gain what he got, he couldn't, you know, enjoy also. That is asuric mentality. So, namam duskrituno mudha prapadyante naradhama mayaya apuhrata jnana asuram bhavam ashrita. So, these kind of four people, they never surrendered to Krishna. Even if Krishna provides them everything. Now, nobody can aspire anything which even Hiranyakashipu doesn't have. He had everything. Still he was not happy. That is asuri mentality. And in the process, what happens? They become more envious. And Krishna says that, I will throw you in more demoniac species. Lower Patal Lok also. So the what is the gain is actually a suffering. Next comes impersonalist. So impersonalist, we see that they are not karmis, they are not bhogis. They are jnanis. They understood the truth that this body is not going to give us any happiness. We are not body at all. We are soul. But the problem comes that they become so enamored with the rituals to attain. That's, you know, like it's one way doing karmakandik activities, rituals. One person becomes so absorbed that he forgets what he is doing. So impersonalists, like any one time our Yugala Prem Prabhu, I forgot, he was giving class and he says, what is the goal of impersonalist? So actually before coming to Krishna consciousness, he approached some organization and he asked the guru, oh, what is the aim of life, human life? He says, we become one with the Lord, in the sense to attain Brahman. So what do we do there? So he says, nothing. He says, you know, float. You know, we swim in Ananda, Brahmananda. So he said, what about after some time, what we do? He said, no, we eternally swim. So he said, thank you very much. You know, I don't know even swimming. I don't want to eternally swim. So there is an activity. A soul needs an activity, that is what? Serving. He cannot enjoy. You know, like Annamay, then Pranamay, these are the koshas. So where we, a soul, and the higher consciousness is, when he serves the right object, right person, then he actually experiences tremendous happiness, higher level happiness. So this impersonalism is one, like he said, Yeyanya Arvindaksha Vimukta Maninas Toy Ashta Bhavat Avishuddha Buddhaya. They are actually, they do so much austerities to understand to Vedas, not enjoying anything. But because they disrespect Krishna's lotus feet, Aruhya Krishna. Param padam tatah patantyadho anadrita yusmadangraya. Because of that ashta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. Because the intelligence is not purified. Avishuddha buddhaya. They speculate. Example is, you may say this is karma kandi, but it's like impersonalist only. Like, you know, even in behavior also we become impersonal to, you know, we are devotees. But while our acts sometimes become impersonal. So, like in Krishna Leela, the gopas become hungry. And they say, Krishna, we are very hungry. Please arrange for a food. So Krishna says, there is a yajna going on. Just go and tell them that, you know, you are Krishna's friend and Krishna is hungry. They will give you food. And they go and they tell him, tell the Brahmanas, you know, that Krishna is there, we are hungry. Krishna has said, give some prasad. And actually you are in such a place where you can offer the food. So they say, no, no, no. They don't even look at them. So Prabhupada writes that it is like a mother who bathes the baby every day, you know, in a tub, so that it becomes clean. The purpose of that tub is, and water is, to clean the baby. But after that, what happens? We have to throw the water and keep the baby. But the mother throws the baby and keeps the water. You know, water is important, Baba. Without water, how can I clean the baby? Baby may come and go. Anyway, I mean, this is, thought process is, the Brahmana thought, oh, no, no, we are offering it to Krishna. But Krishna himself is asking, rituals is important. Still we are not finished the thing. So that is the main point. The impersonalist or the karmakandic person. So getting so much absorbed in rituals that may bring down to the fall. Aruhya krishrena param padam tata. So to attain Brahman is not a big, not a very easy thing. But still, patanti adho anandratiyasmati. You fall down again to same materialistic lifestyle which you have already given up for doing so much austerities. So in the Nectar of Devotion, there is a topic comes that Narad Muni says that there are many, I mean, you can get attracted to Krishna in any mood, you know, that dveshat, kamat. So, we see that what is the destination of these people. So, we see Hiranyakashipu or Kamsa, Shishupal, they were killed by Krishna. But what they achieved is impersonal Brahman. Right? Shishupal entered the body of Krishna and then... And so, because the asuras are enemies of Krishna, Shishupal we can't say favorable, it is his enemy, Kamsa was enemy. Their goal is Brahman. And what do the impersonal expects? They also want Brahman. They get Brahman. So if I say A is equal to B, and B is equal to C, that means A is also equal to C. So, the enemies of Lord, they attain Brahman. And impersonalists also attain. Asuras are enemies of Krishna. So even impersonalists also considered as the enemies of the Lord. Because they deny the existence of Purushottama as a Purusha. They will, in fact, wants to grab or occupy that post. So we saw that atheists, impersonalists, asuras, and four kshaas, fallible, are general people who have no knowledge, you know, like they have the simple life of apna kamana hai, khana hai, no, I mean, nothing like, no jnana, no knowledge of God, something, but they are not envious also. Nobody has given them any knowledge. So, if they come to know, janma karma cha me divyam, evam yo veti tatoda. Tyaktva deham punar janma, naiti mameti isso arjuna. So, for them who have no knowledge, how can they know the birth and activities of Krishna are transcendental, not like ours. Like suppose a baby is there, again baby, you know, a small baby, if she passes stool, she only cries. And mother comes, cleans, ready, and she laughs. I mean, the baby laughs, sota baby. That baby doesn't know why where stool is coming, why it is coming. She has nothing to do with it. She knows taklif hua, cry. And actually baby doesn't know the mother also. Ki kon hai, who is taking care of me? Kabhi kabhi marti bhi hai mereko. But taking care. So they have no knowledge. That is a living entity who doesn't know anything. The Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Utkramantam Sritam Vapi Bhunjanam Va Gunanvitam. Vimudha nanu paschanti, paschanti jnana chakshusha. That baby, and any living entity wants as a baby only, doesn't know anything. Who is taking care? Is my good, my friend or enemy? No knowledge. But same baby becomes grown up, they say, I am God. I mean, human form of life, who is grown up now, and he says, I am God. So that is Maya's power. So second verse of Chatushloka is, how powerful Maya is, that she can make any impossible thing possible. So there is a verse in same chapter, 2.9.2, where it is mentioned, Bahu Rupa Eva Bhati. You know, Parikshit Maharaj asked that how Jiva comes, Jiva is transcendental, Prakriti is dull, but how he can get entangled with the Maya and he takes so many forms. So, Parikshit Maharaj says, I mean here Brahmaji says basically that under the spell of Maya, Jiva accepts all the bodies, 84 lakh species, as himself only. If he gets a dog body, he thinks, I am dog. And if he becomes a demigod, he feels, I am demigod. That is the power of Maya. So Maya's definition is given, Durghata Ghatana Ghatan Patiyasi. That means, Durghata Ghatana Ghatasi Patiyasi. If you think that it is impossible to happen, but Maya has that power to make it happen. You know, like somebody may say, I have all the knowledge. I know, you know, how the Indriya Vishayas are harmful to my senses. But Maya has a weapon for each and every person. How to allure him. That is her power. That's why the other species of life, there is no knowledge about freedom. Permanent freedom. Ahar nidra bhaya methunam chahe, bhaya, okay, protection, but not how can I get out of it completely. But only human form can think about it. But Maya actually works more for humans than other, because they are just passing their karmic reaction. But we can get out of it. So that's why she has a lot of work done for the human beings. Krishna now talks to Arjuna as you are a normal human being, fourth category. So Arjuna also asks, how can I know that you have given knowledge to Suryadev? I saw you from the very beginning, we were together. It's like a normal human being can talk. So he says, Bahuni me vetitani janmani tavarjunaha tani sarvani bhutani. So I know tani sarvani janmani. I know all of the lifetimes I have taken and you have taken. We have taken lifetimes, so many lives we have lived. We have taken so many births. I know each of them. But natvam vetha parantapa. So here, why he calls parantapa here, Krishna says, he is the best of Nara Arjuna. Even he cannot understand the past birth or future birth. What to speak of the other living entities who are struggling. So, it is very difficult for a person to understand the power of Maya. Now we'll see that the understanding about a person with his limited knowledge, he tries to understand, okay, I get birth, others get birth, they grow old, you know, like Dehi Nosmanyasa, Dehi Tomaramyam. So Krishna must be doing that. How can we understand? And he is also a person, he also loves, we also care, we love people. But there is a difference. Once, what happens, only son of parents, he comes to the parents, give me money, I want to go to party. They said, nothing doing, you study, now exams are coming. So he said, I'll come back very early. 11 baje tak aa jata hu. Please give me money. I am your only son. You know, what you will do with so much of money? So he argues. Uske maa bolti hai, agar bahar rakha pair to tumhara taange tod dungi. But he says, I have to go. So he steals the money and goes. So dekhte hi gayab ho gaya. Le dekh to aane do usko aap aas dikhate hu. The whole night he doesn't come. The next day he doesn't come. So then they start crying. Maybe he has taken it seriously. So now they start praying. Our mother starts. Arre, my dear Lord, please help me. Please send him back safely. I will not do anything. And he comes, Patehal, somehow. And they caress him, you know, arre, beta, kahan gaya tha? Now we will give you all the money. So now we may see that this lady now was before so adamant, now became so, you know, loving, because that's the only purpose, the object which can give her happiness. But can she do the same thing with others? Just like we see, you know, in functions or somewhere, you know, the ladies, they dress themselves very gorgeously, you know, some ornament and naya sadi wagar wagar, and with they carry their son. उसको सर्दी हो गया. इफ हिज नोज गोज ऑन, आई मीन स्टार्ट फ्लोइंग, दे हैव टू नॉट टू फील एम्बेरेस्ड, व्हाट दे डू, दो साड़ी से उसको नाक पोंछ देते, बिकॉज व्हाट दे हैव टू, ये तो पब्लिक बोलेगा, अरे क्या, यू नो, दे गेट ब्लेम दैट यू नो व्हाट काइंड ऑफ सन यू हैव. सो फॉर टू जस्ट टू बी सेफर साइड, व्हाट दे डू, एटलीस्ट साड़ी गया तो चलेगा, उसका नाक पोंछ देंगे. बट एट द सेम टाइम दूसरे का नाक बैठा है तो कैन दे डू दैट, चलो मैं तेरे बेटा तेरा भी नाक आ जा मेरा, यू कांट डू दैट, इट्स लिमिटेड, इट्स अ लिमिटेशन टू योर केयर, लव एंड कंपैशन फॉर ऑल जीवास. बट कृष्णा, देर इज नो लिमिट, ही गोज टू द एक्सटेंट, जस्ट इमेजिन कृष्णा कमिंग टू दिस फिल्दी वर्ल्ड इज इट सेल्फ अ कंपैशन. हु विल गो नाउ, जस्ट इमेजिन public, you know, they get graduated, nobody wants to go to, you know, like rural areas and then downtrodden people, I will then teach them something. Very few people go, right? Bolega mere ko paisa kamana hai, you know, I have to lavish life. So very few people are there. So who will go to a this Kali Yuga place where they take incarnation and people are racist, they don't want to. And Krishna says, I have to come. Name parthastu kinch, I know, kartavyam. I don't want to do anything. Naravaptam, avaptam. I don't need anything from this world. I don't expect, and I have no want. Still I come here just to inspire people to do activities which are detached activities. Just this one thing you do, is Krishna says, just perform activities without any attachment. Gradually you will come to Supreme. So that is Krishna's compassion. That's why it is said that his activities are transcendental. We can't say our activities are transcendental. Even a pig or even a worm, his heart, Krishna is there to guide him. Okay, I am there, my dear friend. But we see that the best friends in this world could become our worst enemies within the short period of time. Krishna never leaves any of his amshas like that. So there was a crow. You know, we all of know that in the childhood we have seen that crow was thirsty. So when he saw the pot, earthen pot, water was very low level, so he could not reach to that level. So what he did? He put the stones and then water came up. He drank and he was happy. Now what is that which we can put in our heart to bring out the stones like anartha? Like I'm just, this is what is happening. Our heart actually should have a Krishna rasa, but actually they have stones like anartha. Kamakrodha Lobha Madha Moha Matsari. But we want Krishna, Krishnaness. So how can we fill up our heart? So in this example, what Bhagavatam says, how can we bring out with this analogy, this, what to put so that these stones will come out? Yasyam vai shruya manayam krishne paramapurushe bhakti utpadyate tumsam shoka moha bhayapah. So, these anarthas bring out, the symptoms are shoka moha bhay. So, if we fill up our heart with Krishna, Bhagavatam says, then automatically we will experience bliss and we don't need to, it process itself will throw out all this anartha, but we have to do it consistently. So for that we need, out of this four kshara, we should avoid the atheist, impersonalist and asuric tendency. People, and we can actually associate with the like-minded devotees who are doing this, and as because we have been helped by someone, so we can try to help those who are innocent. In that way, we can actually fulfill our human form of life. So, Krishna, the main emphasis is, this, as this verse says, that if I exist only, before I existed, now also I exist, and in future I only will exist. And you are my part and parcel. I provide you everything, nitya nityana. So, what is your only task, what you should do all the time to get out of it? Yajna arthat karmano. You do all activities as a offering to me. Anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. If you don't do that, you will get bound by karmic creations. So he says to Krishna, tadartham karma konteya. Just do, samachara means not only just like, I'm doing yajna, but what to do, I have to do. Not lovingly. So samachara means with full heart, in the sense completely, that yes, lovingly I have to do it. Tadartharam karma kaunteya, mukta sangha. So that is the way, only where we can get freed by the three modes of materialism. So Parikshit Maharaj, he got 7 days, he filled up himself with full Krishna. And then Shukdeva Goswami lastly says that whatever you have asked, and also not asked, I have told you everything now. Now only do one thing, remember one thing, that the poison of Takshaka will never touch you, because you are not your body and mind intelligence ego. And that will destroy your body, your material existence. Not like. So when we do that, like Parikshit Maharaj, if we perform the, like Prabhupada says, if we take shelter, Prabhupada says, what is the remedy for this aksharas? Those are fallible. Take shelter of pure devotee, spiritual master, and perform devotional service. If we do that, then we become a dry coconut. Like Parikshit Maharaj at the end. Right now we are like a wet coconut, fully attached to the shell. So it's very difficult to take out our attachments. It's automatically, Maya comes, we fall prey. But if we have, because anarthas are there, immediately they act. But if we take out that and put Krishna, then we become like Parikshit Maharaj, detached one, and then the death comes actually. Immediately his body became like ashes, but he was already gone. So that is how this last portion of this verse explains that we should not focus onto the branches and leaves of any. That way you come into the subtle level that, okay, let me have a stamp on this world that, oh, XYZ Das has come and he has done so much activities. So let the whole world know for some years that yes, he has done. There is no need. Because in a big span of years, nobody will even notice it. So we should focus more on this hearing and on Purushottam. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare Bol. Thank you.